the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I've killed my share of engines in a thousand different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more a-dying, but I ain't a-marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with a saber and a gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a-marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men and now they want me back again, but I ain't a-marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't a marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close the missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't a-marching anymore. No, I ain't a-marching anymore.
Fighting the grey eyes, fighting the tears. Arms to the teeth, through all the words reaching all the ears. I advanced across a poppy field. I saw the gleam as she raised your shield. Love screamed down with the sun behind its back. Our fathers were all soldiers. Should we be soldiers too? Unclear war. I can't be bothered to find out what we're fighting for. No one can win this war of the senses. I see no reason to drop my defences. I stand fast, my emotions rally round my shaking heart. Our fathers were all soldiers. Should we be soldiers too? Fighting and falling like soldiers. Fighting the tears, armed to the teeth, the war of words reaching all the ears. I advanced across a poppy field. I saw the gleam as you raised your shield. Love screamed out with the sun beyond its back. I know once again I was under attack. To stand past my emotions, rally around my shaking heart. Our fathers were all soldiers. Should we be
there with Billy Bragg. Billy Bragg, like soldiers do, kind of a Phil Oakes sandwich. We heard Phil Oakes, I Ain't Marching Anymore, the draft dodger Bragg, and the Cops of the World. And we started with Billy Bragg. I dreamt I saw Phil Oakes last night. And there you go. Nice little anti-war thing there for you. Back when people kind of would have had that anti-war sentiment. Because right now, you know, there's no draft. And you'll be surprised how you'll be absolutely surprised when if they ever make another draft, how, let's just say, how politically motivated the youth can be. You know, when their life is on the line, you'll be surprised. You know, it's no more, oh, you got to put down those video games. Now you actually got to go in this machine here. And yeah, it might blow up in your face, but you go in there and you go shoot these other guys in this machine. Oh, maybe I should go protest now. Yeah, that's what I want to do. So I got to tell you about gun crimes. That's right. When you go to jail for a gun crime, you don't pay the price. Not just you. No, your entire family pays the price. I don't know. Why? I guess. Gun crimes hit home. Public service. That's the thing about a gun. You know, it's one thing to have a gun. It's another thing to shoot somebody with it. Or even shoot an animal with it. I'm so bizarre, but I feel really strange and I feel rotten. Even the, like, for example, I am truly the weirdo here. Walking through the parking garage on the way to the station, there's some big beetle or some big roach, you know, on its back crawling around. You know, it's not crawling, but it's like on its back. And I stomp on it. I think it was, you know, probably a big roach or a big beetle. I don't know. And I felt bad about it. There's several things I could have done. I could have, like, walked around and let it, like, you know, stay on its back and suffer. I could have flicked it over and had it, like, scurry off. But I decided to stomp on it, and it made me feel bad. You know, what are the consequences? It was ugly. It was gross. It was a gross-looking bug. I don't know what it was, but it was ugly, and it looked menacing. Sadly, that ugly little thing looked menacing, and I figured maybe if I turn it over, it might fly and sting me. It's like that old story of the person that helps the rattlesnake. The person finds a rattlesnake, and the lady and the rattlesnake. Woman finds this injured rattlesnake. It's death's door. She takes the rattlesnake home. She nurses it back to health, gets it healthy again, and then the rattlesnake bites her and kills her. And as the lady's dying, he says, "Why did you do that?" And the rattlesnake, "It's my nature. I am a rattlesnake." And so that's the thing. Same with the movie Lifeboat. Have you ever seen the movie Lifeboat with Alfred Hitchcock movie? And it's all about this lifeboat where there's half, a couple of people are, this was during the World War II. Half of the people are Americans and there's a couple Germans in there. And they find that, you know, the one German guy is trying to, you know, take over the whole life. So they kill him, get rid of them. And then all these this other U-boat sinks at the very end and all these other Germans are drowning around this boat. And it actually says, what would you do? You know, would you try and save people and hope that they are like-minded enough, or are they so indoctrinated that you are the enemy that they will kill you and see your kindness as weakness? It is so sad. There's such sadness in this world. It really is. But you have to find your good spot. You're a good spot, and surround yourself with good things and good thoughts. So yeah, there's a lot of dark places we can go, and it's best to try and sidestep them. If I would have went a different way, I would have not seen that bug, and I wouldn't have crushed him. But that is just the way I'm wired. I'm wired this way. So you imagine how bad it feels if you kill. I know somebody that hit somebody with a car and killed them. I mean, carrying that around is pretty brutal, let alone if you did something on purpose and you shot somebody. Man, there's a lot goes with that. That's why I am shocked that, you know, we cannot get any sensible gun control in this country. Just can't. And I am also surprised with the amount of crazy and the amount of guns that we don't get shootings every day. Every day. You know, machine gun shootings every day. I'm surprised. Good on USA. something else that bothers me too. So next week is going to be all shows about cops and lawyers. I'm going to have special guest Top Dog on my show. And those two alien twins, I don't know, the Schnugalug brothers or whatever they are from the planet Moldar. Those two lawyer brothers. But what is it with, have you seen a lot of the new police uniforms? You know, you always had the police uniform was like a, you know, the black and white car, very nice. Now it's some stealth vehicle. You're supposed to be there to serve and protect, not to be sneaky and a bully. And some of these police outfits now look like paramilitary. Have you seen the Millville police thing? Woo! Man, they're done up like, sorry, what's the worst you're going to get in Millville? You know, somebody walks out of a bar with a drink in their hand. Uh-oh, open container. But that's probably about as bad. Or maybe like somebody is, has a fist fight. That's the worst you're going to get. You know, you don't need paramilitary with like, you know, tons and tons of equipment. But that's what we got. It doesn't make me feel safe. I don't know if they think it's supposed to make people feel safe. You know, what make me feel safe is when you see the black and white vehicle. Oh, there's a cop. I need help. Now it's like, oh, this black mysterious vehicle. What did I do wrong now? Or the friendly police officer with the police. Now they come out looking like a paratrooper. And it's like, geez, that doesn't make me feel very secure. Maybe they don't want the police to make you feel secure anymore. And I think they got rid of the protect and serve. I think that's no longer on police cars. I think that's gone. Well, that's going to be next week. But right now we're in the soldiers. And here are Soldiers Who Want to Be Heroes by the Specials. WRCT Zombo in Your Brain.
Soldiers who want to be heroes, number practically zero. But there are millions who want to be civilians. Soldiers who wanna be heroes, number practically zero. But there are millions who wanna be civilians. Come and take my eldest son, show him how to shoot a gun. Wipe his eyes if he starts to cry when the bullets fly. Give him a rifle, take his hoe, show him a field where he can go to lay his body down and die without asking why. Wanna be heroes, number practically zero. But there are millions who wanna be civilians. Soldiers who wanna be heroes, number practically zero. But there are millions who wanna be civilians. Sticks and stones can break your bones, even names can hurt you. But the thing that hurts the most is when a man deserts you. Don't you think it's time to weed the leaders that no longer lead from the people of the land who'd like to see their sons again? Soldiers who wanna be heroes, number practically zero. But there are millions who wanna be civilians. Soldiers who wanna be heroes, number practically zero. But there are millions who wanna be civilians. If men could only see the lessons taught by history, that all the singers of this song cannot right a single wrong. Let all men of goodwill stay in the fields they have to till, feed the mouths they have to fill, and cast away their arms. Soldiers who wanna be heroes, number practically zero. But there are millions who wanna be civilians. Soldiers who wanna be heroes, number practically zero. But there are millions who wanna be civilians. Soldiers who wanna be heroes, number practically zero. But there are millions who wanna be civilians.
swallowtail coats, tablecloths, and patent leather shoes, bathing suits, and bowling balls, and clarinets and rings. Well, this radio really needs. Soldiers' things, his rifle, his boots, full of rocks. Oh, and this one is for bravery. When this one is for me, and everything's a dollar in. Transportation, but the brakes aren't so hot. Neckties and boxing gloves. This jackknife is rusted. You can pound that dent out on the hood. A tinker.
So far away, you know.
No, what do you mean?
Haven't you heard?
No.
My girlfriend Joan is a soldier girl. A soldier girl is she. She went and joined the army, and they shipped her overseas. Each day I wait for the mailman. I wait so I hope and pray there's a letter from my darling PFC.
Oh, Joan, darling, I miss you so much.
Eh, whatever. A soldier girl by the Detergents. No, thank you, please. This is Soldier Girl by the Polyphonic Spree. I think we'll have more of a enjoying journey musically with this bad boy.
Thank you.
5 foot 2 and he's 6 feet 4. He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Laval? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from here and there, and you and me, and brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put the end to war.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, shouldn't have done. mother's random child. I'm my mother's darling child. I'm my mother's angel child. And the ship get married for a while.
tree.
Playing. This is Brian Ferry with Soldier of Fortune. We heard Sergeant Fury by the sensational, and I do mean sensational, Alex Harvey Band. They were sensational! And XTC in front of that. Sergeant Rock is going to help me request from the Melnick. Johnny Cash with Ray Charles doing Crazy Old Soldier. We heard Soldier's Joy by the Holy Modal Rounders. And I mean, Neil Young would even say, you know, that Peter Stanfield ain't got that great of a voice. But boys, it got personality. And then tramping in front of that, Hippie Soldier by the Orwells. Donovan with Universal Soldier. There you go. Got time for a few more. Next week is all going to be another step up the civilization pyramid. Today was all soldiers. Next week is a step up lawyers and police. This is the is based on the Egyptian pyramid of civilization. So we got lawyers and police next week. Then we've got kings and rulers and government officials the following week. And then, that's supposed to be the top of the pyramid, but not in my respects. We're putting at the top of the pyramid, kicking their heels up, and enjoying a free-form lifestyle outside of the pyramid of civilization. We're going to go old school the first week with songs about hobos, tramps, and, whatever. And then the following week is the last week is going to be hippies and beatniks. So there you go. The civilization pyramid, then on top of it, we got some ne'er-do-wells. And then the next series, probably the final pyramid, because we did the pyramid, the hierarchy of needs a couple months ago. We're in the middle of the pyramid of civilization, the Egyptian pyramid. The next theme after this is going to be a good one. It's going to be the pyramid of nutrition. Yeah, it's going to be songs about breads, fruits, meats, dairy, sugars. So we're going to build that pyramid after we're done with this bad boy. Let's see what we got here. Let's see what this bad. We haven't got much time left. Soldier, Soldier by Spazanezzi. In the Dine Brain, RCT. Oh, it was Bums. Bums, Hobos, and Tramps.
There you have
Jane County in the electric chairs. I fell in love with a Russian soldier. Soldier, soldier, by Spitzer Energy. And finally, recruiting soldiers. Peter Tosh. Next week. Up the pyramid. One more level. Lawyers and police. Tonight at... Tonight at Burgers in Millvale, the Polka Maniacs will be playing a benefit for Frankie's friends, a cat benefit. And got all kinds of cool stuff going on there. Got these big cat mosaics we're going to be raffling off. Join us 7:30 to 10 tonight. Tomorrow we'll be in Green Cove Yacht Club. Yeah. And then Sunday, Monroeville Tall Trees Amphitheater. 6 o'clock. Sunday. Mm-hmm. Monday. Yes, the more Zombo listen you ever will ever do. Zombo in Your Brain Trivia returns to Spirit. 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock this coming Monday. I Remain in Your Brain. Peter Tosh, Recruiting Soldiers, RCT Pittsburgh.
Making up a story for you.